From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. A Major League Soccer team is officially coming to St. Louis, the league announced Tuesday. As Corinne Ruff reports, fans are eager to welcome the city's future team.
During the MLS expansion announcement on Tuesday, St. Louis soccer fans cheered on the addition of a top-tier professional team. But many key details are still unknown, like their name, logo, and colors. Those will all be finalized in the next few months, says Enterprise Holdings Foundation President Carolyn Kendall Betts. She heads the local ownership group. It's the first in the league to be majority women-owned. Kendall Betts says leading the ownership team is an opportunity to work with the women in her family.
But it's also an opportunity for us to hopefully be a role model and remind young girls, young women out there that if there's something they really want, they just need to pursue it.
Kendall Betts says a new stadium for the team is expected to break ground in January. The goal is for the team to kick off its first season there in March 2022. I'm Corinne Ruff.
State officials say an improving economy is one of several factors that led to about 90,000 children and 23,000 adults being dropped from Missouri's Medicaid health insurance program in the past year. Acting Social Services Director Jennifer Tidball, in a Monday letter to lawmakers, sought to explain the drop in coverage. The letter also cited improved efforts to purge Medicaid rolls of people who are not eligible. Tidball says about a third of people who lost coverage didn't answer renewal letters. Democratic State House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid has raised concerns about the number of children and adults who lost Medicaid coverage. She still wants lawmakers to investigate. A Missouri judge has temporarily halted a new state law that would shield large farms from strict local health rules. Cole County Presiding Judge Patricia Joyce on Monday blocked the law from taking effect as scheduled on August 28th. The law would stop local officials from passing more stringent regulations than the state on large farms that raise hogs, cattle, and poultry. Critics of the law have sued to overturn it, alleging it's unconstitutional. The plaintiffs say they worry that counties with existing health regulations could be sued and argue that the law infringes on local control. A spokesman for state attorneys at the Missouri Attorney General's office declined to comment, citing the pending lawsuit. Joyce will decide on September 16th whether to continue blocking enforcement of the law as the lawsuit goes on in court. St. Louis Rams fans could receive a 25% refund on years of tickets and merchandise purchased before the team announces move to Los Angeles if a proposed settlement is approved. The settlement seeks to end a class-action lawsuit that claimed fans would not have made Rams-related purchases if they knew about the impending move. The Rams have denied wrongdoing. A judge gave the settlement preliminary approval on Monday. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports legal filings say the settlement could be worth up to $25 million. It would cover purchases made between April 21, 2010 and January 4, 2016. The settlement covers only Missouri residents. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.